Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 9th of November, recording at 8:02 p.m. Ooh, 8:32 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Okay, well, there were a record number of market charts on the site today. Some 33. I believe. I think you'll find those very interesting. Indeed, I certainly did. And, of course, there was also another factor prompting me to put up so many charts and so much copy today. A little bit of guilt, because I do have the chart seminar on Thursday and Friday, and so I will not be doing comment of the day then, although I may just come into the office and do an audio, but don't hold me to that for certain, but I'd actually like to. Okay, exciting times. First, as far as stock markets are concerned, we have short-term overbought conditions, and therefore some consolidations are underway. I maintain, though, that the environment is really quite favorable for equities for the reasons that I have mentioned all along, and reasons that have, well, when I say all along, since returning from my holiday at the very end of August and looking at that rally that had started from mid-August. And I do want to emphasize that I think that the outlook has certainly improved considerably here in recent weeks. In the last 3 weeks, the big development first was the peak in the oil price, and there is now not a shred of doubt that this is a medium-term peak in the crude oil price. Remember, crude oil is in a secular bull market there, just like all the other industrial commodities. Now, the second factor was President Bush's re-election victory. Now, we can't have it all our own way in terms of any particular market area. And while the oil price was strong, the least threat of the three things that with which I had qualified my bullish forecast, bullish short to medium term forecast, was the was interest rates. While the price of oil was high, that really was staying the hand of central banks in terms of raising interest rates. Now, I think it's pretty much a dead cert that we get a quarter of a point rate rise by the Fed tomorrow, but that was always on the cards. As to further rate cuts, well, my guess is that that probably would have been the last had it not been for the fact that the oil price has peaked. Now, what the Fed and everyone else will know is that the oil price can swing around. It already qualifies as a medium-term correction. It's the biggest correction we've seen, and, well, I can't remember when we last saw a correction of this size, and I haven't got that chart under my nose, but we certainly haven't seen it this year. So that's important, but if the oil price stays at current levels, let alone goes lower, then I think that the Fed will conclude that it does really need to raise interest rates another maybe 25 to 50 basis points just to get in line with a neutral interest rate policy. And if they did it to reflect real inflation as opposed to the reported inflation, I think rates would be higher still, and stock markets would not like that one iota. But these are problems that we don't have to overly worry about here in the very short term. In the short term, it would take some kind of humongous exogenous shock, which I'm certainly not going to be predicting, in my view, to derail this stock market move beyond a consolidation. But you will note many, many experienced technicians among you, particularly people who have attended the chart seminar, will note that the rate of advance on a number of those stock markets that I put up, and not all of them emerging markets, are unsustainable here beyond the short to at most medium term, and that's certainly true. I do agree with that. So my script calls for, as I say, good stock markets in the fourth quarter of this year, and with that probably carrying well into 2005. Thereafter, well, I certainly will want to be nailing down some profits and raising liquidity once again. But let's enjoy this rally here while we've got it. Okay, moving on to government bonds in here. Those JGBs that I had an opening stake. They were up today, and I'll have a look at them tomorrow. May well let a bit more go in terms of my short position. The U.S. Treasury bonds, as I speak, pretty much unchanged today. 111.29, that might be down 1 or 2 30 seconds from yesterday's close. With stock markets rallying, I do think bonds are likely to be, or more likely to be under pressure than not. But the only two that I'm interested in, as far as short positions are concerned, are the U.S. Treasuries and the JGBs. Now, in the currency markets, we have had a little bit more jawboning today from European monetary officials. And you remember what they did this time last year? We had a jawbone a day from at least one person. And it did work, so I would be surprised if they did not repeat that recipe. But I don't think it's going to work anywhere near as well as it did last year for reasons previously covered, including technically in yesterday's comment of the day. So I like dollar short positions overall. I don't think we're going to see more than the proverbial dead cat bounce by the dollar at this particular time, despite all those open interest contracts that were mentioned by one subscriber and which I posted on the in the comment of the day. My pick, though, for this run, and I like to marry the weakest currency with the strongest currency, and right now the Australian dollar is at least as strong as anything else. It was the New Zealand dollar first, but that got up, retested its highs, and is now in a consolidation phase. I don't think the move is over, but the Aussie's taken up the running, and that's the one that I'm very happy to hold. And I may well increase it, to increase my position in line with this trend, but not until I can protect a bit more of the profits that I'm currently showing. I don't want to jam in a too tight stop. I did that a little bit earlier on. It's embarrassing if I do something that really goes sort of basically against what I teach in the chart seminar by putting in a too close stop. I really ought to do that if I'm very nervous about a trend, and I don't think I am nervous about the Australian dollar's trend at all. I know I'm not nervous about the Australian dollar's trend. Maybe I was a little bit more cautious earlier on because most markets were still in ranging patterns, but that's a weak excuse. Okay, in terms of the metals now, will the dollar slight steadying, will that lower gold? Well, not in here today, and I did pick up a long position explained in the comment of the day. Overall I maintain that gold is best purchased following setbacks, but on a breakout I would expect it to move higher, this being a secular bull market. So thus my purchase. Now the question a little bit tired here after all that production and comment of the day. But question that people are asking, with the oil price in retreat, will that drag down gold and other industrial commodities? Well, not very much so far, certainly. It does present maybe a little bit of a headwind in here. We did see industrial metals a little softer, but tin, for instance, that was only down $25, so it's hanging in here at $9,050. The lead price, well, that closed back up, but it's still down $4 on the day. I think it got down at 942 on the 3-month price. It got down to 930, I believe, at one stage. So it was only down $4 on the day. So this is hardly a problem in here for the metals. They remain generally very firm, and remember that sea of liquidity that is sloshing around is helping to keep these markets very much in form. Some of my deadbeat soft commodities improved slightly, notably that coffee price, which is edging upwards once again. But I'm prepared to be patient in here on the others, but I'm not in any great hurry to be increasing my positions overall. But I do emphasize that the agricultural commodities, they're not in form, just the opposite right now, but my goodness, they are bombed out for the most part, and therefore the next big move will be on the upside. It's just a matter of when, and sometimes we have to be patient. I don't know whether it's going to be this month or 6 months from now, but it will occur. And what else can I mention to you? I think that's pretty much it. Crude oil took a big hit today, currently trading at 47.31. Have an excellent evening.